The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. It's the first full week of October. It's harvest time. Farmers are out getting their fields, the crops in. Well, some are. I heard just today on the news that the grape harvest in California is pretty much devastated because of the fires. Not that the fires reached the grapes, but the heavy, dense smoke. That dense smoke covered the grapes and is tinting the flavor of the grapes, that it's going to make terrible eating or terrible wine. Now, I know not all of you drink wine, but the point I'm trying to make is not all farmers are happy and some are devastated. And it reminds me of a parable that God, Jesus, spoke about in Matthew 22. Similar situation of a vineyard. Here there wasn't a fire and smoke, but there was urgency to get this crop in. Back in Jesus' day, harvesting grapes was a common thing. And they had about a window of 1 to 2 weeks to get them in. And so the master of the vineyard would hire as many people as he could and get them out. And so the parable speaks about how at the first of the day he went out and hired people and said, I'll pay you a day's wage, a denarius, if you work in my field. So they went. But then at noon he went to the marketplace and sent them out. At 3 o'clock, and then at 5 o'clock he went again and said, why are you standing here? Go into my field and work. And so they went. And when the day was done, well, before I get to the day is done, all of this to get the harvest in, because again, they had that window. And the window was impacted because at the end of this window, not only would the grapes start to go bad, but the rains came and the rains would destroy the grapes. So it was absolutely essential to do anything and everything possible to get the grape crop in. Well, when the day was done, according to the parable, the master said to the foreman, pay those who were hired last, and give them a denarii, and then pay everybody the same. Well, when those who had worked the entire day saw this, they grumbled. We worked a whole day, received only a day's wage when they only worked 1 hour? Now, you can read in their minds, this ain't fair. We worked hard. And we didn't get but the same as they did. They only worked 1 hour. Man, I should have slept into bed and gone fishing and then come up to the marketplace and only worked 1 hour, and I would have gotten the same one. Man, oh man. You know, today we'd probably do it hourly wages. And they probably did back then too. And that's the twist. Parables always have an interesting twist to them. It takes a typical daily story everyone's aware of, but then does a twist to it, like, huh? And that was the twist to this one. Everyone's paid the same. And then the comment after by the master in this parable was really what Jesus was getting to. Did you not agree to be paid a day's wage, a denarius? Why are you grumbling? Take what is yours and go. Can I not be generous if I want with my own money? Can I not be generous if I want with my own money? A lot of people throughout the years, I've said it sometimes, God ain't fair. Life ain't fair. This ain't fair. It's not fair that that person gets more. My brother, he got a bit more of a portion on the plate. That's not fair. Well, if what we're trying to do in life is always be everything equal, yeah, life ain't fair. I mean, there's some people who have sight. I don't. Some people can run fast. I never could run fast. Some people are super strong. Some people are super talented on the piano. Some people are geniuses and can memorize anything in a moment. You know, we all are different. No one is equal. It ain't fair. Or is it? Well, no. If we want to live in a world of fairness, it ain't fair. That's partly what Jesus was saying. He's really trying to say two things. One, the world isn't fair, and God isn't fair. he didn't say it in this parable, but he does elsewhere, that the wages of sin, using that word of wages, of daily wage, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life. The second point that God is pointing out, first one being that, no, life ain't fair, and God's not going to treat us fairly, is that he's generous. After all, isn't it Jesus who was the Son of God, who took our sin, died on the cross? That ain't fair. That ain't fair. I don't know. I, as a brother, I was never, sure, John, I'll take your punishment. I'll be glad to suffer for you so you can go free. I wanted him to get what was coming to him, and he wanted me to get what was coming to me. No one likes to take other people's, but Jesus took our punishment. That wasn't fair. Wow. And so God is generous with us, giving us forgiveness and life and salvation, promises to be with us, promises us heaven. It changes our whole life. We have God's presence with us. It's a free gift, not something we earn or have. Now we come back to that thing of fairness again. If an oak tree said to the red maple, I wish I had red leaves like you, this ain't fair. Well, he'd be missing out what he is. An oak tall and strong, making furniture, beautiful oak furniture. Though the leaves are different colors, the tree is specific to itself. And so it is with you and me. No, we aren't equal. And God didn't make us as equal. And so he doesn't treat us equally. He does give more gifts to some people. The real question is are we going to use what we have been given for his honor? That's really the issue here. Not whether God is equal or fair, because he's not. But he's generous. Oh, is he generous? And I would challenge you to see, where's God generous with you? You've got gifts, each one of you. And I don't know all of you who are listening to this podcast. I know a lot of you, but not all of you. Each one of you, though, are different, unique, special, gifted by God. So I challenge you to find out what those gifts are and use them to his honor. Shall we pray? Thank you, Jesus, that you don't treat us in a fair way, but in a generous way, giving us what we don't deserve and not giving us what we do deserve, because we all have sinned. True, Lord, some have sinned more than others, but we all have. We all deserve punishment. But instead of that, you give us forgiveness, life, and salvation. Thank you. And Lord, help us see who we are, even when life is different and doesn't seem fair and right. And there is some injustice in this world. Absolutely, Lord. But help us to use what you've given us to your good. And sometimes, Lord, that means that we will help bring equality in the world where the equality should be. But thank you that you are merciful to us rather than fair when it comes to everlasting life. Be with us and bless us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I would love to hear from you. Tell me about what good special qualities you have, how God has gifted you, and how maybe he hasn't treated you fairly, but generously. You can write me at dave.andrus, that's A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. And or you can just reply to the email notification, and it comes right back to me. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.